Randwick on Saturday. Michelle Bishop has already said in her 6:30 report that 10,000 felt like 50,000. What a day. What a triumph. In these lockdown times, what a survivor. Racing has battled on and got all the way through. Brett Devine, the General Manager of Communications at the Australian Turf Club. All the team must be basking in the glory today. Brett, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Andrew. Good morning to you and good morning to all the punters and listeners across SEN. And, gee, I reckon that song's been bouncing around in plenty of people's heads over the last 24 hours.
So it was, but now I read from Lachlan Leeming's article as well today. I love the quote. He said, "Sweet Caroline blasted over the speakers at Royal Randwick after the Everest flagship race on Saturday. It signalled one thing, Sydney is back, baby." So I think that's a great way to finish your first paragraph. But it really was a triumph. I mean, all the hurdles, all the challenges. At one stage, it looked like it could have been no crowd, then 5,000, then 10,000. And what a celebration it was.
Yeah, no doubt in the world, Andrew, and the pitches and everything that you saw and heard tells the story perfectly. A bunch of young people went out on Saturday to Royal Randwick and had an absolute party. They had a ball. They celebrated being out of lockdown and they celebrated the world's richest race on turf. It was just a really great day for the whole of Sydney, but obviously for racing too. You've mentioned how racing has kept going and the Australian Turf Club has just led the way. We were in massive negotiations with the government for some time about making sure that we got everybody out there safely, but had as much fun as they possibly could. And as I say, the pitches and the song tells the story.
All right, let's talk about the racing side of things first of all. Let's just go back to the finish of a thrilling finish of the Everest.
Nature Strip at the 300 metres, two lengths clear from his old sparring partner Eduardo giving chase. It's Nature Strip in front of Eduardo to Seek Legends rattling home. Nature Strip in front of Eduardo. Nature Strip kept going. Eduardo. Mars Crusaders jumping out of the ground. Just missed. Nature Strip clings on. He's king of the mountain this time. Nature Strip from the fast.
Yeah, it was a finish befitting an event that has become a great race and a great race in a short space of time. Can you believe how quickly established the Everest has come? Because it's fine just to say, right, it's worth this amount of prize money, but that doesn't mean that any extra interest is guaranteed. But the Everest is here on the landscape and it's here to stay.
Look, there's no doubt about it, Andrew. And if you think, it's only been 5 years. 5 years is a very short space of time for a sporting event and obviously a racing event to have captured the imagination like it has, to be embraced around the world like it has been. You can hear in the background there in the call, there's only 10,000 people. It sounds like 110,000 people. Mm. And that's the excitement that it's built. When we first started the Everest, you know, can we believe it's been this successful? Well, not really, I suppose. When we first started the Everest, we walked on course that day just four or 5 years ago. There were young people everywhere. They were pouring in through the gates. And we knew straight away, look, this is something different. This is something special. 5 years on, obviously, we've had some COVID restrictions, but the crowd's just getting younger the whole time. And that means that it really is resonating with a new audience. It's resonating with people that may not always go out to the races, but hey, they're making this their own. And one other thing I'd say, Andrew, is that when those gates open from year one and now till Saturday, the roar of the crowd, the expectation, it's almost like this pent-up excitement is let out with that roar as the gates open. There's only one other race in Sydney that does that. That's the Golden Slipper. And that's had 65 years of tradition. This has got five years.
Yeah, and look, the television reach, we're told, broadcast to more than 60 countries. That would mean viewer numbers in the tens of millions for the first time broadcast through Hong Kong. So it's already bigger and better to the point, Brett, very briefly, you're already counting the days to the 2022 version of the Everest where, you know, all intents and purposes, it will be full crowd, full capacity.
You're exactly right, Andrew, and that's what's going to happen. Today, people are going to start talking about who's going to win the Everest next year. Young people are going to say, let's make sure we don't miss out next year. Let's make sure we're there singing Sweet Caroline with the Australian Turf Club, blaring it over the speakers. look, it's just a race that's capturing the imagination of the world. Coolmore's in it, Godolphin's in it. Hong Kong, we're watching it and betting on it on Saturday, and look, over both hemispheres, but mostly around Australia. It's the talk of the town. It's opened Sydney up, and it's making racing look something different again.
Yeah, good on you, Brett, and everyone can be proud of it at the Australian Turf Club. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters today.
Yeah, good on you. Brett Devine, General Manager of Communications at the Australian Turf Club.